Psalm 13, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against them, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. Have you ever considered what the most difficult aspect of the Christian life is? What do you think the most difficult aspect of the Christian life is? I believe it is this. It is to live by faith. To live and walk by faith, to act in obedience and to respond with obedience to the word of God, and not according to circumstance, not according to sight, not according to what you feel, not according to what everyone else does. We're told the just shall live by faith, but it is not an easy thing to do. And when I talk about living by faith, sometimes we talk about the Christian faith, and by the Christian faith there's the whole package of belief and practice and the forms and the traditions and our experiences. And what I'm talking about is a simple trust in the unseen God, childlike faith, to trust in the goodness and the wisdom of God in all things and at all times, to have a happy submission. And that's how you are to be. To happily submit in all things. Why is it hard to live by faith? It's a fundamental. It is the fundamental, isn't it? To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Why do we struggle with faith? Perhaps one reason is because there is an ongoing battle with a native and an aggressive tendency to unbelief. That's how man is born, not believing. Rejecting, a defiant rejection. It's not an intellectual, it's a moral issue. There's a proud heart, and the proud heart casts off the things of God. And the truth is, even amongst the Lord's people, there is a tendency toward that. But it's also the case that everything else in life is, we measure, we assess by sense what you see and what you hear and what you smell, what you taste, what you touch. We're in the process of buying a new car. And the car's in Glasgow. And we saw it on the internet. And we decided to buy it without going to see it first. And yet, that wasn't easy to do. It felt unnatural to buy something that we haven't seen. Now, I know that we have certain securities, and we're not wholly committed, and we have a comeback on it, but it goes against the grain, doesn't it, to do something so significant without having used your senses to validate it. You know, we learn to be sceptical and cynical in a fallen world. That's how we keep ourselves safe. Maybe another reason why we battle, we struggle to live by faith is because of a sense of entitlement. Because faith is a waiting. Faith is an enduring for something that we have not yet. Yet there's a tendency to entitlement that I want now. A sense of entitlement and impatience. And perhaps also a desire to not just validate in our own experience, but to vindicate for the glory of God. To silence those who mock and oppress. To encourage and draw others. We want men to know, and so we want it to be seen and to be felt and to be realized. To live by faith. And there's a sense in which it's easy to live by faith sometimes, when everything seems to go well. When everything works out well, when you have a happy ending. When you have a positive conclusion and you're able to say, see, the Lord has done this for me and the Lord has worked out this and I'm trusting in God and how it's, I've been favoured and prospered. But what about when the going's hard? What about when there's not a happy ending? What about when there's nothing tangible to hold on to? What if you have no current spiritual experience to speak about? What if you have no sense of blessing? You see the words of the psalmist here. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? The psalmist feels the absence of God. The psalmist feels the anxiety in their own heart. The psalmist feels the abuse of those who are mocking and scoffing. It's overwhelming. And it's easy, isn't it, to find a proverb, or to find a maxim, and to apply it to someone in that situation. Very easy to prescribe and it's very easy to dispense, but it's not easy to swallow. The pharmacist will tell you that. It's very easy to give out tablets willy-nilly to whoever comes to them. It's very different when it's your own and you have to swallow. So what's the hardest aspect of Christian life? To walk by faith. So what's the answer to this problem? How are you and I to hold on to the promises of God? When there's no one who can encourage you in a meaningful way, because no one really knows what you're going through, and you daren't tell someone just how low you feel and how you find yourself. So no one can come close, so no one can lift you up. What's the answer? Do you see the example we have here? David applies himself and asks God's help. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. See, but David just doubted that God was hearing him. The psalm begins, just six verses in the psalm. The first two verses are taken up with saying, he feels God's absence. And here he is, as he feels God's absence, crying out and seeking God's blessing. It proves the reality of faith, doesn't it? Here is the expectation of faith, that God will hear and God will deliver. And if you were to say, David, why do you speak to God who is far from you? Do you know what his answer would be? His answer would be, because God hears and God answers my prayers. Because God is my God and my Lord and my Father in heaven. Because it's not pointless. Because it's not a beating of the air. Because God alone can help me and God will help me. See, true faith, it is demonstrated here. And it might defy all felt experience, but it is demonstrated because the believer has nowhere else to go. And the believer goes to God. What is the answer when you struggle to walk by faith? Is to go to God. Not to keep from God. That's a tendency, to keep from God until you feel adequate or able. Until faith is strengthened and renewed, and then to come near to God. But it's to come in all the poverty and all the broken barrenness. You see, David's concern is not for himself. Well, he's concerned for himself. Yes, he is. He's saying, Lord, how long will you leave me like this? Have you forgotten me? But his concern is not really for himself. His concern is for the glory of God. Because as he says in verse 4, he says, lest mine enemy should say, I have prevailed against them. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. And it's not simply that they would say, they prevailed against David. They prevailed against David, the man of God. They prevailed against David, the man after God's heart. They prevailed against David, the Lord's anointed, the chosen king. They prevailed against God. And so, we see him here, this hard experience. Yet his concern is for the glory of God. You say that we have here the experience of faith. And sometimes the experience of faith is you don't experience it. But yet there's the expectation of faith, which is that God will hear and that God will vindicate his own name. And then finally we have the expression of faith. And that's in verses 5 and 6. And there David says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. There's a resolve there to worship. He doesn't feel like worshipping, but there's a resolve to worship. But not only do we find in these words a resolve to worship, we find him actually worshipping. The expression of this future resolve, I will praise God. I will sing unto the Lord. It's a present act of worship. And if you're in any doubt, you notice that the psalm is for the chief musician. The chief musician, that's the priest who would lead the praise in the temple. So here's a psalm. Now all the psalms are for all the people of God to use in public worship. But here's one and you might wonder. Here's one you might think, well here it's for private use. This is something to hide away, these dark experiences. And yet it's made clear, it's for public worship, that we might glorify God, the expression of faith. How long will thou forget me, O Lord? Forever. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Amen. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we rejoice that we can come into your holy presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the days of his humiliation cried out to God with great anguish of spirit and of soul, who suffered and who was tried in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And so, Lord, though we find it hard to express our experience, we do not call upon a God who is indifferent or unaware, but rather who knows us. And we rejoice in this, that the Lord thinketh upon me. And we ask that you would come and vindicate your own great name. Deliver us, O Lord, that there would not be none who would mock and scoff against God and say his God was not able. And we ask that we might be able to express our satisfaction, even in defiance against our circumstances, that we would rejoice and go on and continue to rejoice. Gracious One, deliver us from small and poor and low views of the glory of God. Deliver us from pride which lifts up self, and enable us in all our circumstances to consider the great glory, the good purpose of the Lord our God. Help us to submit and to surrender happily, even in the face of a bewildering providence. We thank you, our God, though we are not given to see all things today, that there is a day when all will be revealed. Help us to walk by faith and deliver us from unbelief, for we ask it in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us sing then Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it for ever be? O, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? How long take counsel in my soul? Still sad in heart shall I. How long exalted over me shall be mine enemy? O Lord, my God, consider well, and answer to me make. Mine eyes enlighten, lest the sleep of death me overtake. Lest that mine enemy should say, against him I prevailed. And those that trouble me rejoice, when I am moved and failed. But I have all my confidence, thy mercy set upon. My heart within me shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will unto the Lord my God sing praises cheerfully, because he hath his bounty shown to me abundantly. Psalm 13.
How long wilt thou forget me, Lord? Shall it forever be? Oh, how long shall it be that thou wilt hide thy face from me? How long take counsel in my soul, still sad in heart shall I? How long exalted over me shall be mine enemy? O Lord, my God, consider well and answer to me. Amen. Yeah.